Proclamation number 3184, dated the July 9th, 1944. God permits the battle of faith. People will experience serious psychological conflicts as a result of worldly laws, and this time is not far away. They will be required to openly declare their faith, and God allows this to happen because it is necessary that people should give serious thought to the question of their salvation, which they have disregarded so far. He allows them to be put under pressure by the earthly power, to experience serious difficulties due to their faith, so that they have to make a clear decision regarding their belief. He allows every human being his freedom, that is, God will not force anyone to acknowledge him if he is not warned by his inner voice to remain loyal to God and thus feels the inner urge to confess him before the world. God will indeed allow this inner voice and observer to speak where there is still doubt and the human being is weak-willed. He will help all those who are hitherto undecided. He will send them devout people and through them touch their hearts. He will come close to everyone in his word, in suffering and in need. He will reveal himself to them, and with a good intention to recognize God and to fulfill his will, a human being will also know how he should decide, because then the beings of light, who care for him, will also guide his thoughts right. But many people will discard what should be their most precious possession, their faith in Jesus Christ as the divine Savior. They will choose the world without hesitation and cause serious distress to their souls. And God cautions them in advance by confronting them himself through his servants, by teaching them to know the strength of faith and thus giving them remarkable evidence which can result in faith if they are not entirely opposed to God. And for that reason he will allow the battle against the faith, he will allow it to assume shapes which indicate the depravity of people, because he himself wants to speak during this time in order to save those people who need a convincing reason to believe. Therefore he will not prevent the earthly power when it openly advances against people who confess God. And then people are forced to make a decision. And this decision is vitally important for the souls, as it will determine the soul's fate in eternity, whether it will awaken to life or to death after it departs from this earth. To help people make the right decision, God will try beforehand to make them understand. He will try to influence them through his earthly and spiritual servants, who will help them if they aren't certain what they should do. But he will not force their will, and therefore it is necessary that people are compelled by earthly means to make a decision in order that the freedom of their actions is guaranteed. Amen.